Well, it is time now for our annual Christmas edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
All I want for Christmas is you.
And joining us today once again is Mikhail, DJ at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois, my hometown DJ. Mike, it is so great to have you back on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I look forward for our opportunity to get together.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of people who hear you and they love hearing you every year for this particular DJ session. And we're glad that we're able to bring them a little holiday joy. I will say that since we last talked on the air on Here and Now, I came back to Champaign-Urbana and went on your show for the first time.
Yeah, I was like a little kid. Jeremy Hobson's going to be on our show. Yay!
That was
no. Fun. I appreciated it.
It was great. All right, well, let's get to some of the music that you have brought us. This is Last Christmas by the 80s duo Wham. So starting us off with the 80s here, and Wham is George Michael and Andrew Ridgely, right?
Mm-hmm. This song is, I got to tell you, it's all George Michael pretty much on this particular song. He's playing almost all the instruments on this song. And what's interesting about this, this song was not even on the charts in the U.S. when it came out in 1984 because they only handed out radio station copies of this. So we played it at the old K104, the original WKIO. We played it as a 45, and we would have people calling us going, okay, now what time are you going to play Last Christmas again? Because we want to have our cassette recorders ready to go, and we want to record the song. In fact, this song did not make the Billboard Hot 100 at Christmas time until, I think, 2016.
Wow. Well, it's amazing also that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, just for the first time, made number one on the Billboard charts.
After
this year.
25
right?
years, yeah.
Amazing. All right, well, let's listen to another one that you've brought us. This is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
I will never hear this song and not think of that scene in Home Alone where where Kevin McAllister has the you know Michael Jordan thing going around the living room on train tracks.
I tell you, this is and you mentioned Mariah Carey going number one. When the new Billboard Hot 100 comes out tomorrow, Friday, this will be the number three song. So this will be, and I got to credit Gary Trust, who is Billboard's chart beat editor for the homework. This guy is, he does incredible research for Billboard. And he brought out the fact that originally released in 1958, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree first appeared on the Hot 100 dated December 12th, 1960. It now reaches the top three, completing the longest climb ever into the top three from a song's debut to when it finally gets there, 59 years and 9 days. Incredible.
Well, and it's a great song for the holidays. Perfect Christmas song. The next one that you brought us is Little Drummer Boy. This is by the Harry Simone Chorale.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum.
a beautiful rendition of this one, Mike. And I have to say, I know you've loved this for a long time because I can remember that you played it back in the 80s on your show that I listened to.
Yeah, what's interesting to me, when I really started researching Christmas music, I figured that this was a song that came out maybe in the 17th or 18th century. But no, it was written at the beginning of World War II by a lady, a teacher, who she originally called it Carol of the Drum, and they reworked the song over the next few years. And Austria's Trapp Family Singers were the first ones to record it in 1951. Huh. But here's the interesting trivia on this particular song. It was the first Christmas song in the rock and roll era to sell 1 million copies in its release year. You would have to go to 1984 when Band-Aid did it on Do They Know It's Christmas for there to be another million-selling Christmas song on the year of its release.
Wow. The next one that you brought us is an old favorite, Frosty the Snowman. This is by Jimmy Durante.
He was born on the cold winter's morning and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
I've never heard Frosty the Snowman with such a New York accent before. I love that.
I did not, I'd be very honest, I did not think much of this version of the song until about 15 or 20 years ago when I once again did some serious research on it. But this is a cool song, and this is one that has just grown on me. Obviously a song that Gene Autry made famous, just like he did with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Peter Cottontail around Easter time. Mm-hmm. It's another incredible recording.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, and that one, and as we get so cold all around the country, will take us to warmer climes, Hawaii. This is the Hawaiian Christmas song by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Again, a film reference. I will say I hear that and I think of Clark W. Griswold looking out the window at Cousin Eddie thinking about the pool that he's going to get and put into his house in Christmas Vacation. But this is a great song, too.
You know, it really is. And it was written by Robert Alexander Anderson, who had some concerns. He was a successful businessman in Hawaii. And after World War II, he was concerned that some of the simplicity of Hawaii would be lost as more and more people from around the world were making Hawaii their home, and it was becoming an international place as opposed to just being Hawaii. And he spent the rest of his life writing songs about Hawaii and the Hawaiian feel so that hopefully these songs would not be lost. And it is you can't help but smile with that version of the song.
That is Mike Hale, a DJ at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois. Mike, always great to talk with you and have you bring us these Christmas songs. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and your crew. Thank you so much. I appreciate the privilege of doing this.
To say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.